Hello, friends. It's Jim Nance, and it's my great pleasure to welcome you to Beyond the Clubhouse, a podcast hosted by my friend Garrett Johnston. He is a testament to one of the great things about this sport, the friendships that come from playing or even just talking about the game. And you're going to meet some of the characters that Garrett has gotten to know from this past decade plus that he's been covering the sport. You're going to hear from players, caddies, members of the media. You're going to get the storytelling, the golf news, the players' swing tips, and a whole lot of laughs. It's coming your way with this edition of Beyond the Clubhouse. Here's Garrett.
All right, Masters Week continues, guys, and I have Grayson Murray on the pod. This is an interview, about a 9-10 minute interview we did at Bay Hill. End of the day, it was like maybe 4:35 o'clock. We were in the parking lot, actually. So you may hear some noise in the background. There is a point where his caddy is in the car, maybe 7-8 feet from us, and he turns it on just so he can get some AC going for a second. And you might hear a little background noise, but hey, we had to get Grayson. He's a great story on the Masters. First time that he'll be teeing it up. He did win on the PGA Tour before this a few years back, but that was an opposite field event, so it didn't get him in. But now he finally gets his chance, age 30, to play in the Masters. What does it mean to him? What is he looking forward to? And also, we touched on the Sony Open win. Like, what was the emotion behind that? Has he gone back and watched it? Because he was obviously so chill and so focused. He looked really at peace, I thought, on that final round when he beat Keegan Bradley and just really was able to find another gear and get that big win that would get him to Augusta. So he does talk about that. He said he went back and rewatched it and had a lot of notes to say from it. But obviously, this is a guy who struggled with alcoholism in the past. I think he's about a year sober right now, close to a year. And we talk about his parents and how important they've been, his mom, a lot of emotion, a lot of important thoughts from them as well. And you know, one thing I mentioned when he did the podcast with Gary Williams, Five Clubs podcast, right after that win at Sony, is I said that this is a guy, if you listen to this hour, this interview, this is a guy that's thinking about other people all the time. And a lot, but I mean all the time, whether it's his parents and the effect of his drinking that it had on just so many people in his life. And I think that's a huge deal that he's been able to work on it and just be transparent about it. His faith is a big deal in getting him through this, and he talks about that as well. But either way, this is about the Masters too. We cover a lot of ground in about 9 minutes with Grayson Murray here. About the Masters, first Masters, what he's looking forward to, some of the traditions of Augusta National. And anyway, here he is, Grayson Murray on Beyond the Clubhouse.
All right, Garrett Johnston here, joined by Grayson Murray. And Grayson, really emotional win for you earlier this year, big comeback for you. And how did that feel emotionally to get that win there in Hawaii? I mean, I know we could see it meant a lot to you.
Yeah, I mean, it meant a lot just for my personal life, and also my, as far as my career goes. It was felt like it was kind of a burden that was lifted off my shoulders a little bit. Just kind of a struggle the last few years on and off, you know, the Korn Ferry and PGA Tour, and not really having a one tour to play on for a few years, you know, bouncing back and forth. And obviously when you went out here, it frees you up for 2 years. And you know, it's nice to be back out here where I think I deserve to play, just because I think my game, can correlate to all these golf courses that we play. And I'm excited to play against the best players in the world each and every week. And the Korn Ferry Tour is a great stepping stone, obviously, to get back to here. And I don't discredit my two wins that I had last year on that tour to really give me the confidence to get it done at Sony. I think if you win on any tour around the world, the Korn Ferry and the PGA are very similar when it comes to you see a lot of success right away from the guys who come from the Korn Ferry Tour. And there are a lot of great players out there. So it built a lot of confidence off of those wins. But, going into Sony, I didn't expect anything. it was kind of just a normal week for me, and first week with my fiance on the road was really special to share that moment with.
And you looked at like a man at peace there on that Sunday. It really just seemed like you had your emotions kind of collected. Like, what do you make of that?
Yeah, I rewatched a little bit of it just so I can, you know, kind of learn from it. And yeah, that's kind of what I took from it. I felt like I was in control all day, and you know, I was playing with Keegan, obviously, who was in the playoff with me, and you know, he was a world-class player, and it wasn't going to be an easy day. I knew that from the start. And if anything, it proved to me that, like, you don't have to have, like, your best to get it done sometimes, but you just have to hang in there. And that's what I did all day. And, yeah, super positive attitude all week. And I think that's what I've gotten really good at, that I still continue to work on hard, is when you aren't starting all, like, let's say, like that event, I was 3 over through 8 holes to start the week. And, you know, in the past, I think that would have got to me. And having Jay on the bag, and, you know, we just said, let's try to get it under par, you know, shooting the red numbers on the first day somehow. And that's what we did. And that just kept us in it. And I always tell people, like, you know, a 4-round golf tournament, it's not your good days that win, it's your bad days that win you the tournament. And if, you know, the best players in the world, like your Scottie Schefflers and your Victors and Rorys, they seem to always have their bad days still be under par. And, you know, they're obviously, their good days can go really low. And but it's all about really managing your days that you really don't have it and keep it under par.
Well, what did it mean to your mom in particular? Because I know you mentioned on the Five Clubs podcast that she told you about your drinking habits in the past, that, hey, once you put it down, I just know your talent is going to really shine through. So, like, what did that mean to you that she got to see that happen?
Yeah.
You really did follow through.
Yeah. I mean, it's a testament to what she said. And she's told me that, you know, a lot of times, and I really wasn't listening because I wasn't in the frame of mind to want to listen to that type of advice. She's a real
there we go little loud. That's okay, we just got a caddy turning the car on here in the distance.
No, but you know, my mom and dad both are really, you know, huge supporters, and my mom has such a good outlook on life in general. She went through a horrific accident when I was little, and I think it turned her perspective on life, and she's really into her faith. And in the last couple of years, she's had some deaths in the family that were, you know, her mom and her great aunt and uncle were pretty much, they died within a few days of each other. And you know, just seeing her going through all that, and obviously her accident years ago, it how strong she is. When she tells me something like that, I listen now, because I really truly believe that she comes from a place where it's been really hard for her to, she's seen dark times and she's gotten through them. And I think she really just doesn't want to see her, you know, son. I'm one of three, so one of three kids, and she just wants to see us all be happy, most importantly. And I think when she knew that I finally was able to stop drinking, she knew my talent was always there. And she kept reminding me, like, you know, when I was a kid, like, you know, the parents or even the kids in the tournament would always say, oh, is Grayson playing? Oh, well, we're playing for second now. And, you know, that was the attitude I had when I was a kid. And it wasn't arrogance, it wasn't cockiness, it was just like I was really good. And you know, it's hard to get back to that mentality out here, because, you know, you're playing against guys that were just as good as me as a kid. But there is some type of levelness that you have to have within yourself to tell yourself that I am one of the best and I belong out here. And just her encouraging words is always meaningful.
Yeah, and I would imagine there's some level of freedom playing out here now that I think you're about 10 or 11 months sober from drinking. That's got to free you up in a lot of ways, I'd imagine, right?
It does. I mentioned in Gary's podcast that you alluded to, going to bed at night, like, my parents don't have to worry, you know, getting that phone call, which is probably the best gift I can give them. You know, they obviously I'm at more peace, and you know, giving them that peace of mind, it's now they can focus on just being loving parents, and now they're grandparents, so focus on being, you know, the best grandparents they can be, and I hope that adds a lot of life to their life. They're getting up there. My dad's about to be 74, and you know, I just want to see him his last, you know, hopefully he's got 20 year more years in him, but his last 20 years be like the best years of his life, for because I make it, you know, easier on him.
Right. And just closing up the Masters, obviously first chance at Augusta National coming up. How much are you looking forward to that opportunity?
Yeah, you know, I've always dreamed about it. Like, I've watched so many. I feel like I've played it a million times in my head, just watching Tiger and, you know, some of those great tournaments in the past. And yeah, I'm obviously looking really, really forward to it. And you know, it's going to be a busy week. Like, my first one, there's going to be a lot of family and friends kind of come down and support me. And, you know, they know that I just want to make sure you're still getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They know that it's business still, and I'm going to treat it just like a normal tournament. I don't want to overhype it. I've played in majors before, and the best, I think, advice I can give myself is just go in there prepared and know that you got what it takes to play well. And, you know, I think asking guys, you know, around the tour for advice, they just basically say that those exact words, you know, they say don't try to overhype it. A lot of guys will get there and want to just be around the place so much, and they get tired out by Thursday rolls around. So really just conserve as much energy as possible, and that's what I'm going to try to take.
And last thing, is there a certain part of the course, a certain annual event over there that you're most excited about, tradition?
I just think I think it'll be special doing the par three with my fiance, seeing her in that white bib, and she plays a little golf herself, so I'm definitely going to get her to hit a few shots.
You have to. I mean, come on. Yeah. I'm the scene.
Yeah, and I might even put one of her clubs in my bag just so she'll, you know, not have to choke way up on one of my irons. But, yeah, I think it'll just be so special having her there, and, you know, her mom and dad will be there as well. And anytime you can spend a week with your favorite people, it just makes it that much more special. And you know, I wish we could do it more often, but you know, everyone has their daily life they have to go about. And you know, I hope we can make it a tradition every year for Augusta.
Great stuff. Well, good luck at Augusta this year, and we'll catch you down the road, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, Gary.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it.
All the best.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, thanks to Grayson Murray for jumping on. I thought he was good. I thought there was a lot of good thoughts from him about the Masters and first time there, and what he's fired up about, the course and some of those traditions, par three contests, his fiance being out there, and you know, that there's just so much. But yeah, Grayson, a lot that goes with him, a lot to peel with the onion on him, with the alcoholism and different things he has struggled with in the past. But just great to see that, as we said, he's a man at peace, that he seemed really at peace, especially in that final round at the Sony when he got it done and beat Keegan Bradley to get that win that got him into the Masters. So hope you guys enjoyed the listen with Grayson Murray, and good luck to him this week at the Masters.